Hi, today I will talk about New Zealand. New Zealand is a place with a lot of national parks. There are coast parks, caves and mountains like the Southern Alps. You can do the activity you want because the geography allows for a wide range of activities. Talking about geography, New Zealand is made about two big islands and a small group of little ones. The North Island is made about beaches, ancestral forests, volcanoes, thermal areas, and the biggest cities in the country, like its capital, Wellington. It's the most populated island of New Zealand. The South Island is made about snowy mountains, native forests, and glaciers. It's the largest of the two, and it's called the mainland for its inhabitants. The weather is mild and cool to warm temperate. The average temperature is between 8 degrees in the South Island and 16 degrees in the Northern Island. January and February are the warmest months, while July is the coldest month. 22% of people in New Zealand are foreigners, because they offer great benefits for people who want to study or work at this country. This country is known for its high quality studies and foreign students can get a work permit. If you want to study in New Zealand, you must know about the Auckland University. It's the best of the country. Another important point is that the main economic activity in New Zealand is agriculture and livestock farming. Exports of agricultural products reach 28% of its sales. Now we'll talk about New Zealand's typical food. New Zealand gastronomy is the combination of British influence with Maori customs. At first, we have fish and chips. This plate is fish with French fries served on journal paper. It's easy to find it in every corner of every city. Hangi is a typical dish of Maori culture. It consists of pairing meat or fish with sweet potato in baskets and cooking them underground, taking advantage of steam currents. I would love to meet New Zealand, and you?